So on Monday, a very significant and important announcement was made, and that is adjustment 3.1.6.11.6.5 to the power of 3 level whatever adjustment, which means that the usual, what we've become accustomed to, 1 or 1.5 meter social distancing rule no longer applies. Daarom is ek baie opgewonde om vir julle te kan sê, please give each other, groet mekaar with Jesus liefde, groet mekaar ernstig soos wat ons lanklaas gedoen het.
The week I wasn't sure, when I said add it to your repertoire, I didn't mean like in a space of minutes, I meant eventually, and oh really, absolutely amazing. Kan ek 'n drukkie kry? Dankie, Ellen. Goed om jou te sien.
For our first time visitors, we trust that you feel right at home and welcome. If you do not feel welcome yet, get over it. Well, just go to the friendliest person that you see and ask them, please make me feel welcome. So it's great to have you. The folks that have traveled from far, from other provinces, over the borders, bless you guys. We're excited to have you here this morning. I believe congratulations are in order for Willie on receiving his honors degree in counseling and for Zelda on being ordained. Their faithfulness and amen. Their faithfulness is to the advancement of kingdom and not of self. We're excited to see the people that God is adding to his body. Amen. You're next. This is our annual biker blessing service, and we've been speaking at this church a theme called Christ to Compromise, and you might have seen a post or two up, or if you've gone to the loo, and the theme scripture is from Romans 12 and verse 2, which says, don't be like the world. It's like God saying, listen guys, there's a better way. Don't be like the world. I know it might seem popular and might be the in thing and there might be temporary relief and temporary joy, but don't be like the world. So how do we wrap that in a biker blessing? What's the biker blessing about? Traditionally, it's about ons dagie op met die motorfietser and their cars and their caravans and their wheelbarrows. And we pray a blessing over anything that has wheels just to say, Lord, we realize that these are potentially dangerous machines. Would you just keep us safe and bless us in the year and help us to enjoy motorcycles the way they were meant to be? Want hulle is lekker. Amen. I say, motorbikes are lekker. Amen. And if you don't have a bike, that's fine. So that's the tradition. So what we do is we, 5 push-ups, Dion. 5 push-ups. I said to Dion, every time he says, when he makes announcements, he's going to have to do 5 push-ups. So are you guys 5 push-ups? That's the last while I'm up here. Whether you've got a car or whatever, we'd like to take this opportunity this morning to pray a blessing over you. Folks, understand this. It's not a good luck charm or a little trinket. Ek het my gebeekie nou gesê by die kerk, daarom gaan ek geen ongelukke hê in die jaar and I won't get any punctures. No. It's us just simply coming before the Lord. Oh, Wayne's laughing. Lord, there'll be no mechanical breakdowns because they've prayed. I don't know, Wayne. We'll see. It's just about acknowledging our dependency on God and saying, God, we enjoy stuff and we enjoy things in life. But without you, Lord God, that's all it is. It's just stuff. So that's what this morning's about. It's my privilege to make use of this opportunity to share that with you this morning. I'm going to share 2 passages of scriptures with you. We're going to be particularly short when it comes to the preaching this morning, because the main part of this morning is just getting together outside with each other and praying over the bikes and the cars, etc., and then the mass ride afterwards. And of course, what God wants to deposit in people's hearts. So I encourage you, that, as that song says, my heart is open, Lord, my heart is wide open. If you're visiting here and you're expecting a preacher to impress you, you're going to be bitterly disappointed. But if you've come to this place with an expectancy to meet the living God and King Jesus, he will not disappoint you. Can I get an amen? Numbers chapter 26, Numbers 6, verse 24 to 26. It's God's instruction to Moses. He tells Moses, tell the high priest Aaron and his sons that when you bless the people, when you pray over them, this is how I want you to pray. And from that, we're going to break it down a bit this morning and see what God has in store for us. So Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 to 26 says, may the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his favor and give you his peace. I want to start off by saying that God really, really, really wants you to live a blessed life. God wants you so blessed that you have more than enough for yourself so that you can then give to others also. One of the 32 names of God is Jehovah El Shaddai. It means the God of more than enough. He's not just the beginning of the month God, the middle of the month God, or the end of the month God. He's a God that supernaturally provides more than enough. He's the God of abundance. That's who he is. So God really, really wants to bless you so that you can be a blessing to others. However, we know that the love of God is unconditional, but all his promises are conditional. How many of you have filled in forms and you see there's T's and C's apply? Terms and conditions. God has terms and conditions for his promises. For us to walk under the full measure. Everybody say full measure. Full measure of God's blessings. There's terms and conditions. How many of you want to be blessed out of your socks? Okay, the rest of you are not sure. The rest of you are willing to settle for second, third, fourth, best, and just my grovel in the gravel. But for those who want God's best, the best of the best of the best, beyond your wildest dreams and imaginations, my brothers and sisters, there's terms and there's conditions. Maar alles nie ingewikkeld nie. You don't need a lawyer to decipher them for you. You just simply need to do one simple thing. Are you ready? For us to walk under full blessing of God is going to require no compromise. No compromise. The verses above from number 6 is God's instructions, as we've said. We're going to break them down into 5 categories quickly. We see the Lord bless you, the Lord protect you, the Lord smile on you, the Lord be gracious to you, the Lord show you his favor and his peace. Is that 6? That's why I'm a preacher, not a mathematician. Bless you, protect you, smile on you, gracious you, show his favor and give you his peace. This is the picture that we should get when we do a word study of this passage. The word bless you means this. God wants to come and kneel down next to you. The implication of the word is kneeling, a superior to subordinate, also a subordinate before superior. But in this context, it's God Almighty, Abba Father, the star breather, the great I am, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, kneeling down to you, to come closer to you, to protect and to provide for you. Not to kneel with a magnifying glass and get a closer look to see where he can punish you. That's not here. He's a father that wants to, the Lord bless you. He wants to kneel down, come closer to you. He wants to humble himself, so to speak, so that he can exalt you. Isn't that what Jesus done? Humbled himself, left perfection to come and dwell amongst us. Took on an earth suit, allowed himself to be spat on, to be whipped, to be slapped in the face, to have his beard pulled, to be mocked, to be jeered, to be deserted by friends and families, and even say brass. Left him. He done it to be close to you. God wants to bless you. Psalm 91 verse 1 to 8 speaks about incredible protection that we can expect from the Lord. I'm going to go through these verses quickly. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High God will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He's my God and I trust Him. He will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease, including Corona, Omicron, Extracron, Vietnicron. He will cover you with His feathers. He will shelter you with His wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, or the hijackings, or the house break-ins, or the cash in transit heists. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at your side, and though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. Wie van julle sal kan doen met so 'n hoofvlak van beskerming? I know there's leaders in this country who are opposing private ownership of guns, and yet they walk around surrounded by 16 bodyguards fully armed. Like, really? You don't want the citizens armed, but you want to be armed by bodyguards. You want to be protected by armed bodyguards. This level of protection, ladies and gentlemen, is next level. You see, a 9mm and a bulletproof vest and an automatic rifle can only protect you so much. What do you do when demons come for you? Pastor. What do you do when demons come to steal and to kill and to destroy your health, wealth, finances, happiness, relationships? Wat gaan jy maak, broer? Jy gaan hulle boks, nee. Hulle gaan jou pyn van jou afklap. Net so. This level of protection God affords you, body, soul, and spirit. So I saw most hands going up this morning. Yes, we want protection. Ready for the T's and C's? We are only and only entitled and privileged to the promises of protection in Psalm 91, verse 1 to 8, provided we obey verse 9. Put verse 9 up, please. Psalm 91 and verse 9 says the following. Ta-da! Okay. Psalm 91 and verse 9 says, ta-da! If, everybody say, if you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter. So, my brother, my sister, if your refuge and your shelter is trusting in your slimheid, your security system, your bank balance, how clever you are, how rich you are, how strong you are, how smart you are, you've got a problem. We're entitled to those promises of protection, provided we make God our shelter and our Most High. I come to you, Lord, for refuge. I come to you for safety and protection, not my own will. I come to you for provision. I rest in you. I don't live apart. I don't live a life of compromise, where I believe and say and do one thing on a Sunday, and from Monday to Saturday, I live like the devil's connection. That's called compromise. And if you compromise, it's not because God wants to punish you. We started by saying He wants to bless you, but He's waiting for you to open your eyes and come to the party. God's got a bike. Bear with me. And it's in gear, and it's warmed up, and it's ready. And the road is ahead. And the road is a road of abundant blessing, health, wealth, prosperity, peace. He's waiting for you to get on as the pillion and experience the ride of your life. Then and then only. That's just the second part of number 6, the protection. So we all want to be protected. Then it says He wants to smile on you. Now this is incredible. Some of us understand and see and been lied to by the devil that God is this angry judge waiting to zap you with lightning when you step out of line. I said this to some people recently as the Spirit of God laid it on my heart. Rather get to know God by choice, here and now, out of your own free will, as the loving God that He is, the Father that He is, before you forced to get to know Him as the righteous judge that He also is. Who would you rather meet? A loving Father that says, come, my son, come, my daughter, sit on my lap. Let me tell you and show you and prove to you how much I love you. Or do you want to say, nah, not for me. I don't have time for this Church of Jesus stuff. And one day you're going to be forced to know God as the righteous judge that He also is. This morning, God wants to smile on you as a loving Father. Imagine having the privilege of looking Jesus Christ, nie die groot baas daarbo, iemand daarbo kyk na my of vir my, of iemand pas my op, die ou baas. Jesus Christ, the anointed one, heaven's Christ. Imagine having the privilege of looking Him in His face, into those eyes, and not seeing somebody who hates you, who judges you, who's angry with you, but you see unconditional love like you've never known and seen before. Looking on into those eyes and saying, you see is, all you see in His eyes is, I want you. I love you. I want you. Imagine looking into those eyes and God smiling on you. Smiling on you. That's what that passage is about. So when we say the Lord bless you, smile, that's who He wants to do. God's smiling at you. Smiling at you when He sees you take a step of obedience, where you can choose to compromise, but you choose Christ over compromise, and He smiles. As the devil hits frustration and panic levels and wreak havoc in hell because there's a man or woman of God that has chosen to live obediently and follow Christ and no compromise, and God and Jesus and the Spirit smile because they say, yes, yes, that's my son. It's my daughter. You can try, devil, but you've got to get through me. Because that's my son. That's my daughter. That's the smile that God wants to smile over you with this morning. Because there's no compromise. And then it says God wants to be gracious to you. The same idea here, the picture is that God wants to be gracious to you, to bless you, to bend or to stoop in kindness to us as inferior people, to show favor. Make this your saying if you walk with Jesus. You know, people once, somebody recently said to me, he saw me and he said something's different about this man and he wanted to speak to me and he came and he asked me if I'm a Christian. I said, you know, I don't know, you know, what do you understand about Christian? I said, there's people that call themselves Christians that it's indiscernible when you see the fruit in their life between Satan worshippers and Christians. So I don't know if I'm a Christian. I said, all I know is that I strive by His Spirit to live and to love like Jesus. And if you strive to live and to love like Jesus in humility and reverential fear before God, this promise is yours. You can say this. If something good is going to happen, it's going to happen to me. I'm going to say that this side. If you're living and loving like Jesus, you can make this promise your own. If something good is going to happen, it's going to happen to you, dear. It's going to happen to you, sir. Why? Because the Scripture promises that goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. I'm getting too excited for the sound system. Goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. You think you've been chased by young tucks and sars and sickness and disease and troubles? You look around, there's goodness, oh, and there's mercy, and it follows you all the days of your life. You choose who you want to be hunted down by, the devil and his cronies, or goodness and mercy. You choose. You choose. I've been chased by the cops before I was a cop, and I outran them. Julle lag, is die waarheid. I've been chased by the cops. And one time they caught me, kind of, but today, never. I much prefer to be chased by goodness and mercy. So you can say, if something good is going to happen, it's going to happen to me today. Provided there's no compromise. Provided there's no compromise. Is this making sense to anybody this morning? Be gracious to you. And then peace. Peace. I remember growing up, I looked at an era that had come and gone before me. And it was the era of the hippies. Hey, peace, bro, lekker. How many of you remember Woodstock? How many of you were alive at the time Woodstock was happening and you wished you were there? Come on. Yeah, there we go. That was a party of note, hey? Hey, Illy? Woodstock, it all, hey, make love, not war, brew. Lekker, my oh, hey, sweet, hey. Sure, brew, yeah, lekker. We laugh. But you know, regardless of how it went down, what the people wanted was noble. How many of you don't want peace? Okay. Whew. Just checking. Kom vir bevryding. Jora shenda rokabaka. Everybody wanted peace. But ladies and gentlemen, you cannot know peace until you know the Prince of Peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. You cannot know peace without the Prince of Peace. And if you know the Prince of Peace, you will know peace. And then we say, the Jewish people say, Shalom, Shalom. And we think it just means peace. Like, we know, like, peace, brah. Like that biker, you ride past someone, how's it? Check it out, or whatever you do. Depending on what that does to you on the road. Sometimes you want to bless him, sometimes you want to blixen him, but that's a swear word, so I won't say it. I won't say that, it's a swear word. But you say peace. You want the peace of God, shalom. This is what it means. This is what shalom means. Peace. Peace is not when the fighting stops. Peace is when you're in the middle of the fight, the intensest place of the heat of the battle, there's calmness in you because you got Jesus and Jesus has you. That's peace. So many of us, we're praying for the storm to stop, and God wants you to learn to dance in the rain. That's peace. When the world is falling apart around you, on the inside lives the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Because there's no compromise in your life. So when we say peace, it means this. To be safe in body and possessions. Okay? To be complete and full. To be perfectly restored and rewarded because you've shown no compromise. To be perfectly restored and rewarded. I don't know of those six things that we've mentioned. I don't know who would not want any of them. And I'm done preaching this morning as we bring the bike into the pit lane for a refuel and a tire change. None of these promises would be something we could rely on were it not for Jesus' work on the cross. And today, here and now, we can live under God's blessing through faith and refusing to compromise. Thank you, friends, family, visitors, for making the time. For making the time to listen this morning. What we're going to do is, we're going to get the CMAs and the care group leaders and whoever's available to join you at your motorcycles outside with a sticker. And may God remind you by His Spirit, every time you see that sticker, it says, blessed in 2022, you remember these promises. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God lift up His countenance over you, smile over you, and give you His peace. Remember that. Don't choose compromise, but choose Christ. And if the bikes, fortunately, are closer together, so we can get that done quite quickly, if you've got a car or a caravan or a wheelbarrow and you want somebody to pray over you, truth be told, I'm just a pastor here. I don't really know what's going on. The people that really know what's going on will help you get your vehicles prayed over. If your car's parked like down the road or whatever, what you need to do to get somebody's attention to pray for you is to shout the following. The meat is ready. The meat is ready. Die vleis is reg. Dan gaan hulle aangehardloop kom, want daar's vleis daarso, né? So just let them know the meat is ready. Because I know these people, Okay, I know these sheep. So say the meat is ready and someone will come to you and pray over your vehicle. And you don't have to, but we'd like to serve you and honor you and bless you and minister to you in that way this morning as we pray for you. Folks, remember, it's not a good luck charm. This is the fact that Jesus Christ has paid a price that entitles us to these blessings. I'm going to pray before the deep end comes up and gets ready to minister to us one more time. And I'm going to pray the following. If it helps you focus on God with your eyes closed and your heads bowed, fine, that's fine. If not, just right there you are, just pray and do business with the Lord as we close this off this morning. And for those that have got other things to do for the rest of the morning, enjoy the rest of your day. Remember, afterwards from here, we're going through to a venue just to have a nice round together, to share the life and love of Jesus and enjoy a meal together. And let's just pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for who you are. And also for what you've done. I pray for each individual here, each family that's represented, each bike club that's represented, every chapter president, every vice president, every road captain, every sergeant of arms, Lord, every person, Lord God, that's here in expectancy this morning for you to be you. Lord, I pray for your will to be done, your kingdom come in their lives, the way it is in heaven, that it is like that on earth. And if you're seated here this morning and you know God has been speaking to you and somehow I know there's one, maybe more, person. You're sitting here and you're thinking to yourself, he's speaking directly to me. No, I'm not. God is. And if you're at a place this morning where you're not sure in your relationship with Jesus, you think, Mozzie, you don't know what I've done. You're right. But God knows. And Jesus has paid the price for that. And you want to receive God's love and mercy and forgiveness and walk a walk with Jesus. If you want to be assured of your salvation and your future, but right now, you're not sure. I want to pray with you this morning. If that's you and you want assurance of your walk with Jesus, please raise your hand. Anybody like that, just put your hand up quickly. Thank you. Thank you. Bless you guys. Bless you guys. It's awesome. One more time. Anybody else? Thank you. Bless you. God sees your hands. God sees your heart, more importantly. If I miss your hand, God sees your heart. Let's just stand together as we pray to the Lord together. Everybody, the whole congregation, let's stand together, please. People, please intercede. The rest of the congregants, just intercede fervently now. Right now, please. If you've raised your hand and you want assurance of salvation, I want you to pray this prayer in your heart this morning. Say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you as I am, with all of the good and all of the bad. And Lord, this morning I accept responsibility for my sin and what I've done wrong. I've tried so many times and I've failed even more. But Jesus, that's why you died. So this morning I declare, Lord, I believe in my heart and with my mouth I speak to salvation. I believe in my heart and I say, Jesus Christ, you are God's Son. You died for me. Your blood was shed to pay for my sins. Father, in Jesus' name, forgive me. I don't deserve it, but you want to forgive me anyway. Cleanse me, Lord. Clear the slate. Give me a new start, a new beginning. I'm sorry, Lord God, for sinning against you. This morning, Lord, in my heart, I make a commitment to you, God, not to a church, not to a person, not to a patch, but a King Jesus, that by your Spirit, I will do my best to get to know you, to study your word, to read the Bible, to pray, and to live for you all the days of my life. And as you continue to pray, pray this also. Jesus, thank you for sending your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come into my heart. Come into my heart. And as you pray that, I pray that God pours out His Spirit upon you, from the ends of your hairs to the tips of your toes, that the Holy Spirit grabs hold of your life and that He fills you to overflowing. I pray that Jesus baptizes you in His Holy Spirit this morning in the name of Jesus, That He will empower you to walk the walk as you talk the talk. That He will empower you to live out this commitment that you've prayed all the days of your life till kingdom come or God takes you home. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. My brother, my sister, if you've raised your hand this morning, we don't want to put you on the spot or embarrass you. But the Bible teaches that if you prayed that prayer in sincerity this morning, the Spirit of God has made you born again. You're a new creature in Christ Jesus. Maybe you've done it once, maybe you've done it six times. Regardless, if you have a church, go to that church and tell them what's happened. If you do not have a church, we'd love to take the opportunity to pray for you. Please don't think that we're going to get your details to try and force you to become a member. I don't want you as a member of this church. Did you hear me? I don't want you as a member of this church unless God wants you here. But we want to make sure that you understand what's happened, that prayer that you've prayed in your heart. And if you've prayed that prayer this morning, we'd like you to get a book from us. That book is called Knowing and Experiencing God, of Ken and Erfar God. I want you to come up to the front. We want to give that book to you. And then we're going to get a counselor, somebody to pray with you. Take your next door, whatever. Just explain. There's the stuff in the book. Get your details so that if you want to, you can contact us. We're not going to bombard you with spam mail or junk email. We want to make sure that the devil doesn't steal away from you what God has planted in your heart this morning. Can you understand? You might be thinking, ah, is it nodig nie, wat gaan dit help? Just trust God. Just trust the process. If you've raised your hand and you wanted assurance of your salvation this morning, please come up. We'd love to give you a book and we're going to get somebody to pray with you in the hall next door. So if you've raised your hands, come up without further ado. Don't be shy. Ek gaan jou nie byt nie. Ek het klaar gepreek, so ek gaan nie in jou gesig spoeg nie. Spoeg nie. Okay, so as we go over to the deep end to worship the Lord, those of you that want to pray at your motorcycles outside or your vehicles, please do so. Somebody will join you outside, 5 push-ups, to pray with you and to get your sticker. We love and appreciate you. Have a Jesus-filled day. Over to the deep end. Let's go.